Hey guys, it's your girl Growls. I can't growl for shit, but my voice is very, very raspy. More so than usual. It's your girl Growls coming to you live from her bed. It is 10:49 here in sunny SoCal, and I'm still in bed. Because it's cold and the sun is shining outside. I mean, there's still some clouds out, but my dog is just cuddled up next to me. Like, this is heaven. This is perfection. I don't want to get up. I'm also still a little sick. I got a couple of PMs asking me where I was. And if, you know, I was still active because I haven't been on for like a week, I think, and I haven't done any of those tell me something good Tuesday threads or finally Friday or whatever. I only did them for a little bit, so I don't know why the fuck anyone wants to do them. Anyway, my point is, this is to the people that message or the people that, you know, give a shit, I guess. Anyways, I'm not dead. I had the flu for a while and there was some stuff I had to do. None of it pleasant. It was my dog's birthday yesterday, so also I spent the day with him. It was very nice. He very much enjoyed his new bed, his new blankets, his new toys. I didn't get him a cookie cake. I should have. I feel so guilty about that. I promise it's a cookie cake that dogs can eat. I'm not a monster. I'm not gonna poison my dog. I've had a rough couple weeks. A very, very rough couple weeks. I don't feel comfortable sharing it with you guys because that's weird as shit and that's oversharing and I need to stop doing that. Gist of it is, I don't know how to say the gist of this. I don't feel like I have a right to fucking talk about any of this either, so I guess the short answer would be, somebody died, and I had to be a part of the grieving process, and I am now just getting to, you know, be, I guess, by myself. And I'm still on the tail end of that sickness. Also, I went to a party on Saturday. It was great. We were, this girl from high school invited me and my friends. My friends were gorgeous, of course. Honestly, I cannot show up anywhere with them because they are the two most beautiful women on the face of this planet. And if they ever hear this, they're probably gonna be like, "Bitch, shut the fuck up. You're beautiful too." But I don't give a shit. These fucking bitches, they glow. They radiate light. They are beautiful, and I will defend them for the rest of my days. Anyways, I went with my two friends. And the birthday girl or the party girl invited us, and she's a friend from high school, and we went to middle school together. Like, we have history, but she's already pretty drunk when we got there, so we were playing catch up, we were taking shots. I met a really cool chick who I can't tell you guys what she said because then the it was a pun. She made a pun about my name. And I'm not gonna tell y'all my name. Or not my real name anyways. And she, I don't know. I loved her and she was adorable, but she was also drunk and I had to take care of her. And she felt so bad that I took care of her. And I'm like, dude, no, don't even fucking trip. Like, my best friend's family calls me the exorcist because I once threw up like 10 times in a row. I just kept going. Every time you think I was done, just I didn't want her to be exorcist number two, so I just took care of her. I gave her water. I led her back to her boyfriend. I made sure her boyfriend promised me that she and him were gonna drink water. Honestly, we didn't drink that much. I didn't drink that much. I'm kind of a lightweight when it comes to alcohol. So I do love it. I do. But that party, the next day I woke up with such a vicious hangover. So Sunday I woke up with such a vicious hangover that I was so miserable. I slept over at my parents' house, so I bribed my little brother to make a Target run. I was like, buy me Pedialyte and buy me ginger ale and Gatorade and oh my god, and some warm socks, please. And I'm moving around in bed. I don't know if you guys can hear me. Fucking moving comforters and shit. Anyway, my butt is right up against my dog. He's in his little bed, so. Where? Oh, yeah, he's still there. It was such a vicious hangover, and I feel disgusted by the alcohol that I brought to the party. I didn't have a costume. I didn't have a costume, and like the second I saw the birthday girl or the party girl, I was like, I'm sorry, I don't have a costume. She's like, bitch, me neither. It was a great night. Like lots of girl love, lots of girls helping each other, you know. Lots of friends were made. I have like four new Snapchat friends. Oh, I'm still tired. I have like four new Snapchat friends. I have like three new Tumblr followers. They are from the party. I just need a point. I feel disgusted. Like Sunday was just so fucking gross, and I felt like I was dying. I threw up at least. I threw up four times. I threw up four times. Let me tell you guys something. The only thing I could keep down that day was water. Like, I couldn't start drinking anything else until like 4, 5. Might have been three. Oh god, I'm still tired. So that knocked me on my ass. And I threw up where my best friend had to put me upstairs. She was like, I left you on your couch with you on your side and a trash can in sight. She fucking put me in my PJs. She cleaned the throw up off my floor because apparently I threw up. I threw up when I got home. I don't remember that, you guys. I remember getting in the Uber and I remember her being drunk and not remembering my address and her asking me for my address. And I remember being so proud that I was like, I'll never forget my address. I don't give a fuck if I'm fucked up, bitch. It's crazy. But I don't know what the. Look. I'm sleepy. Of course, I'm going around in circles, y'all. I really am a lightweight, so, and my best friend understands this. She knows this, which is why she didn't make me take shots every time she did. Because that chick is insane, let me tell you. You want to party? You party with this bitch, all right? This bitch, this bitch. She will turn a shit ass party into a banger. Oh my god, I love my best friend so much. She heard me talking about her. She'd be like, bitch, none of this is true, but it's all true. She is wonderful. She is amazing. She is a warrior queen. She is super smart. She is gorgeous. She is everything. She's perf. Okay, you guys, she's perf. So I didn't drink that much, and she was pretty good on like checking up that I wasn't gonna drink too much either. Every time there were shots, she was just like, "You good?" And I'm like, "No, man." No, dude, I'm still nursing my shot from like fucking. I'm still nursing my giant ass shot that you poured me, like fucking from 30 minutes ago. So you can see what that means. And she's just like, "All right." So we didn't drink that much, but what we did drink was disgusting. Because I am a disgusting person, I went down to my local liquor store, and I bought a bottle of New Amsterdam, and it was Red Berry. Hold up, I can finally think about it without gagging. And UV Green Apple Vodka, which is disgusting. And these alcohols don't have high alcohol contents, I don't think. I think they're like 30% per volume. I don't know what that means. I don't know how much proof that is. I don't do alcohol. I'm a weed girl. I'm a disciple of Mary Jane. I am a fan of the good, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know any more metaphors or simile, whatever the fuck they are. So, I fucking love weed, but fucking alcohol just. met a girl at the party that's straight edge. She doesn't identify as such, but that's what she is. We were all like standing around. We were all drunk as shit, and we were just like, you know what? Maybe we should take a break. And after this hangover, you guys, I don't think I'm gonna drink anymore. I fucking bought a bottle of Captain Morgan literally the day before, and I'm not gonna drink anymore. Like, why am I like this? Why did I fucking spend $15 on a bottle of alcohol that I'm not gonna drink now? Whatever, I'm just gonna leave it in my closet or whatever. I'm gonna go put to sleep, but it's almost 11 and I can't do that. I have so much goddamn laundry to do because I threw up everywhere. And I have to fucking go back. And I have to fucking work my way through what appears to be 30 pounds of laundry. But it's mostly just blankets and shit that I have to wash. In addition to throwing up everywhere. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't do anything after that, thank Christ. Oh, yeah. I woke up the next morning with this giant, and I mean giant, like, it was the size of a goddamn fucking tennis ball, I think, cramp in my leg. That I cannot move. It was just terrible. I fucking stayed in the bath for like 3 hours. My parents thought I'd drowned. It was ridiculous. I was like, no, I'm just hungover. I can't move. I took a bath with my bong and it didn't even help. I smoked like half a bowl and then I finished it and then I was like, nope. And I just kept smoking until I could fucking finally keep something down, which helped. So shout out to my aunt wives for hooking me up with that idea. And I finished all my weed yesterday, so I didn't even get to get high and get spooky. I didn't do anything yesterday, I just stayed in. This guy on Tinder messaged me, and I was like, yes, baby boy, sign me up. So my Tinder profile says, just looking for someone I can bang and go to museums with, hashtag art ho. Because I'm a fucking idiot. I used to have I had a couple of things on my profile that made it very clear that I have a thing for Jewish guys. I have a huge thing for Jewish guys. I think Jewish guys are so fucking hot, and I feel really weird talking about it because it feels like I'm fetishizing them. But I don't know, maybe I'm just beating myself up over nothing. Anyways, I had a couple of joke lines in there about about wanting a Jewish dude. And this dude was in the Israeli army, so clearly I'm gonna get choked out, which is hot. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, what the fuck? What else do I have on my temper? Oh yeah, just other stupid ass shit. The point is, you guys, he messaged me. He said, can we smoke, then bang, then smoke, then go to a museum, then smoke, then go get something to eat. And I sent him a GIF from Clueless, the stoner dude who, honestly, Clueless is the reason I have a crush on stoner dudes. It's just something about stoner dudes. They're just so cute the way they talk. You can tell a stoner dude by their accent, because there is an accent. There's a stoner accent. I really think that if you smoke weed, at a certain point, you're gonna start talking like you're from fucking California. You're gonna start talking real chill and, you know, you're gonna have that California accent for like a little bit at least, you know? But, you know, dudes that smoke just have this way of talking. And it's just so fucking hot. It's just so slow. And it's because they're baked as shit, obviously. But it's just so relaxing to hear, dude. Oh my god, it's the best thing in the world to smoke with a guy you're gonna fuck. It's just, my old friends with benefits was the worst. He was just the worst. He didn't eat pussy. He didn't like blowjobs. We fucked, and that's it. And I never got off. I pretended to, which would probably destroy the boy's ego if he ever knew. Which is why he should never know. Also, I don't talk to him anymore. I blocked him. Like, everything. Yeah, so I'm kind of looking forward to a high sex experience where I also get off and I don't feel like a fleshlight. So, which is actually kind of fun. And I'm into that. I'm into being, like, used and abused and all this shit. Okay, guys, let me. A prime example of how my old dude sucked was when I told him I wanted to be choked. He put me in a headlock while he was fucking me from behind. Like, who does that? Seriously, I'm laughing, but, like, who does that? Who the fuck does that? Oh my god. Oh god, this is already 15 minutes long. I'm just rambling and rambling. I needed to ramble, so I'm sorry, guys. I guess this is Growl's Little Talk Show Part 3. I'm gonna go see this Irish comedian that you guys could probably figure out. I don't want to be too specific. I know Los Angeles is huge, but, like, you can't be too careful. I'm gonna go see this comedian with my sister later this month, and I am so excited because I have such a huge crush on this man, even if he's, like, in his 40s. I don't give a shit. I know he's married. I know he has kids, but he's just so attractive. So, yeah, you guys heard everything that's been going on with me, I think. Did I ever fucking explain what the fuck? Oh, no, I didn't. Anyway, look, I'm a lightweight. Let's go back to that real quick. I'm lightweight, so I didn't drink that much. I hadn't eaten that much during the day either, so, you know, I was taking it slow. I remember being best friends with a corgi, an old, grumpy little corgi. I loved him so much. And this dog, who had my dog's coloring, and I even showed the owner, I was like, look, they even look alike. And she's this nice older Indian woman. It was a great night. And I don't remember anything after getting in the Uber and reciting my address, like, so proudly. I don't remember getting upstairs. I don't remember changing. I remember waking up at, like, 6 and then looking down at my PJ shirt. And I was like, no, I don't want this. And I just tossed it off and I fucking threw it into the corner, and I woke up the next morning topless, and I was just like, oh my god, my family can't see. My family doesn't know that I have a tattoo. My parents don't, at least. And ever since, I don't live at home. I do not. So, the worst thing they could do is, like, freak out, but I'm an adult. I don't want to deal with any of this shit, you know? So it's better if I just keep it hidden. Traditional Mexican parents are kind of weird like that. Don't ruin your body. Your body is a temple. Okay, so let me decorate my temple. Piss off. Anyway, so thank God I was covered in a blanket. I covered myself in a blanket. So if anyone walked in, they didn't see titties and a tattoo. It's on my rib, but they might have seen it anyway. It's a pentagram, by the way. I got it on Friday the 13th. I'm making an appointment to get it fixed for Christmas because it's kind of shitty. It has great meaning to me, but it is kind of shitty. Hopefully my new tattoo artist can do something. I'm gonna get so many tattoos for Christmas, you guys. I'm so excited. That's everything that's going on with me. So yeah, paying a promise I'm not dead to the people that PM'd me. I don't think I'm gonna be doing Toby Something Good Tuesday and finally Friday anymore, so I'm very, very sorry about that. If anyone was enjoying those threads, or if I do, I'm not gonna do them for a while. If anyone I guess misses those threads enough, you have my total and complete permission to just fucking go for it. Just, you know, hit a bitch up, let me know. I think I'm pretty much sure that's everything. Was my dog's birthday. I was super drunk. I had the flu. Death. Just casually mentioned that in there. I think that's it. Yeah. Oh my god. The highlight of my day yesterday was going to Chipotle. And fuck, I forgot which. Fucking username this was that. But listen to my fucking girl talk the other day. and was like, I would absolutely suck dick for Chipotle too. It might have been Baby Kitten or it might have been someone else. Anyway, it was someone else. But anyways, my fellow Chipotle fan. Yesterday, I don't know if they do this like countrywide, but you get a burrito. Anyways, you get like a $3 bowl burrito or tacos or whatever if you go to Chipotle in a costume. And so I convinced my sister, I used to work at a unnamed, I'm not gonna name it. I used to work at this big box holiday store. It's pretty fucking huge, and you probably have one somewhere nearby or in a town close to you. It's a very big holiday store, kind of known during, it's the number one place you go to Halloween, you know? I worked there 2 years in a row, and it was hell every time. It was fun though, it was had really nice coworkers. Anyway, my first year you get a mega discount if you work there, right? And I bought this stupid costume because it was like $10 and it was like $5 with my discount. And I convinced my older sister to wear it because she was the only one that could fit into it. Well, that, and also my brother was driving and he didn't want to look like a jackass. Anyway, she got a $3 burrito and I also got a $3 burrito, but I wasn't wearing a costume. The girl at the counter was just super nice and she was just like, here, that way you can save your coupon for another day, because I had to buy one, get one off. And that's my Chipotle story, and it made me so happy. And I still have sofritos left. Oh well, yo, I think I might buy some weed today. I might not though, so we'll see. Yeah, that's it. I still sound very sick or just tired. I don't know what I sound like, but I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I'm not stoned at all. I'm just very, very sleepy. I ran out of weed yesterday, and it's the worst. It's the worst. I hate it. I'm the weed queen. I'm not supposed to run out of weed. I think I might buy an ounce this time. Anyways, so y'all, that was it. That's what's been going on with me. I'm still here and back. I'm still, like, I still check backstage. I still pillow talk and everything. I'm just haven't been up to recording anything, but I had some inspiration this weekend from one of my favorite GWAers. So I think I might write a script, or I am gonna record this thing myself. I don't know. I really don't know, cause I don't know. It's about sucking dicks like lollipops, you guys. It's Halloween themed, I promise. Oh God, I hate that GWRE so much. He's so fucking hot. He knows it. He does. And if he fucking listens to this, he's gonna fucking message me. He's gonna be like, ugh. I'm sorry. I'm a grown woman. I shouldn't be making noises like that. I can't get over that. He's not gonna be like, ugh. He might mention it, and he'll just be so fucking stupid and so fucking gorgeous and so fucking hot. Fuck him and fuck his whatever. Oh my God, whatever. He's ridiculous. I don't know. I feel like I might record something this week. I can't make any promises. It's been a really rough month, and it's over now, so maybe November will be better. But get ready for fucking December and the Yuletide season, you guys, because I am the Christmas Empress, okay? I'm not the queen. I am the Empress. I have ruled. I am a benevolent Christmas dictator. I live for Christmas. So you guys are probably gonna get a lot of Christmas themed audio this December. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. This blanket is so soft. It still smells like the storm. Da 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 da. I love Christmas. I love it so much. We're approaching like 30 minutes here now. It's 25 minutes. There you go. So if anyone listened to all of this, good for you. But yeah, that's what's been happening with me. I've said that like 3 times because I've been trying to wrap up like 3 times tonight. I was fucking remember something that I want to say. I'm recording on my phone, so I wish I could cut out that fucking part I said about that GWA-er. On the off chance he does listen to this and fucking decides to rag me about it. I'm not gonna say that dude's name because he has a huge fucking head and I don't need to fucking inflate his ego. I'm mostly joking. I hope he isn't too fucking pissed about that. So that's what's been happening with you, with me, with growls, I guess. I will let you guys know how that Tinder dude works out. I'm messaging him right now, so hopefully we can meet up this weekend, and hopefully we can bang like rabbits, because he is so fucking hot. Usually I swipe left if a dude has a shirtless pic in his profile. But my boy is banging, my Lord Jesus, and he's Jewish, so you know, I'm gonna fucking hit that, I'm gonna hit it hard, you know, I'm gonna fuck him, hopefully. So that's it, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed what appears to be close to 30 minutes of me rambling about my really boring, depressing life. I'm gonna get up and do a bunch of laundry and take a walk, and eat sofritas for brunch because it's 11 and I don't think I can call it breakfast anymore. All right, guys, peace.